Good morning. Welcome to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers, and really excited to have my guest in studio today, Ms. Ashley DeRossett. She is from the Tennessee Department of Economic Community Development within, actually, the Department of Tourism within the Tennessee Department or Tennessee Economic Community Development. I'll get her out in a second, Ashley.
It's okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm excited because you've been in Upper Cumberland for a little while. We're going to get to your background, but the value you bring, you and the Department of Tourism from the state, is just insurmountable to what I can fully explain in person to somebody. And I want them to hear it here, right? Because what you all do in aiding cities and counties with tourism and economic development is wonderful. So that's why you're here. But before we get into what you do and why you do it and how much you love it, because I know you love it, I want to talk about your background. So where are you from?
So I grew up in a small town called McKee, Kentucky. We had one traffic light, and the restaurant of choice was always Dairy Queen because it was the only restaurant of choice. There was only one restaurant. I went to school there. My mom was involved in education. My dad owned his own company. He built commercial baking equipment for Keebler and Sunshine and Nabisco and companies like that, and traveled all across the United States. So it was a lot of me and mom.
Right.
It's a very small town, so very passionate about serving rural communities. I grew up in a very small rural community. Lived there all my life. Went to college there. And then moved to Crossville about 15 years ago. Was an only child. So grew up on a farm. No surprise, being in the state of Kentucky, that it was a horse farm. Showed horses most of my life until I got older and other things became more important and took that place. But that's something that me and my dad did together. Big sports family, obviously a little passionate to Kentucky Wildcats, basketball program, football program, always struggle, but still a little bit of struggle in our house here in the state of Tennessee now, but we make it work.
We won't hold it together. I mean, if you're from Kentucky, I mean, it's a free country. You can cheer for whoever you
right.
want to. And I have this, I don't anymore, but as kids and as high school and college kids, when you're growing up, you're passionate about sports. You know, one of my best friends in the world's born and raised in Baxter, Tennessee, but he's an Alabama fan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how in the world, Ben Heron, by the way, are you an Alabama fan? And his dad was an Alabama fan. So you're from Kentucky, Eastern Kentucky, and not far from, how far from Lexington were you?
About an hour.
So, I mean, I get it. So I won't give you a hard time. So you mentioned Dairy Queen, One Red Lot. You know, there's some towns around Upper Cumberland that are very similar to that.
Absolutely.
Baxter used to have One Red Lot that didn't even work by the elementary school until, you know, several years ago when Love's come in. That was the second red lot we had. But similar backgrounds, small town people. I'm curious to know what brought you from Eastern Kentucky to Crossville, Tennessee?
Yeah, so just the ways of life bring you to different places. I'd graduated college and honestly didn't really know what I wanted to do or where I wanted to work. Had a business admin degree.
Mm-hmm.
Started out at a community college, so I'm a big proponent of TCATS and community college systems. I think it's a great way to get a great foundation without overwhelming. Universities are fabulous, too. I think you pick the path that works for you. That's what worked for us. I was helping my dad run his business, and so going to a community college was what was best for me.
Right.
But came to Crossville and bought a home, and the realtor at that time was Janice Hamby. She's still doing real estate in mm-hmm. Crossville. And she said, hey, there's an opening at the chamber. Why don't you apply? And I said, well, that'd be great if I knew what a chamber was. Again, I came from a small town, right?
Right.
And so we didn't have chambers of commerces then or really tourism offices where I came from. I think they do now, but not at that time.
Right.
And so I applied and got the job.
We're still good. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. We can cut that out. Go ahead. Yep.
I applied and got the job and just started out very entry level in Crossville at the chamber and worked my way up through the ranks and spent 10 years there, left as vice president of the chamber. Really, we were responsible for all roles, retiree recruitment and tourism and economic and community development and membership and all the things that chambers wear so many different hats on, and I think communities are so much better off with a productive, financially resourceful chamber in their community. But worked there, left as VP, loved the community. If you would have asked me if I would have left, I would have said never in a million years. But sometimes things come in your life that creates change, and really leaving was bittersweet. That was really my first big girl job. I'd worked at banks and different things like that, but that was my full-time job, you know, that supported my family. And so bittersweet, left a couple years ago and started out on a new journey.
So, and I love that story because small town girl works hard, has a wonderful mom and dad that's worked hard, and you just kind of, you know, kind of follow that. And then you take a leap of faith and move away from family in Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that to be successful, but I think it's cool that you took that leap of faith and had come to another small town. I mean, Crossville, granted, I'm sure it's bigger than McKee, Kentucky.
It was just a little bit bigger. We had a couple more restaurant options, a couple more red lights.
Yeah, but it's not a metropolis. Well, no. Right. So you're still have the small town feel, and you're still there. And you still love being there. And you love Upper Cumberland.
I do.
And so I guess when you're going through high school in a small town and you're going to a community college, is there a passion that developed inside of you? I know you didn't know what a chamber was, but was there a passion inside of you that says, I want to work with communities one day? Or did you discover that later on?
Really, I'll just tell you, Ben, growing up in a rural community, I think you learn to serve others. Mm-hmm. You're either serving in your family. I was an only child, but my mom came from a very large family. So you're either helping your family, again, us living on a farm, you're always helping someone. Mom worked at the school, and anytime you're in education, you're not just teaching.
Right.
You're doing, you know, social activities and things like that as well. So I think it's really helping others. And so a lot of times when you look at the path of whether it's business administration or community development or whatever it is, it's really just at the end of the day helping people.
Sure.
So I think you have to have a passion to serve others. And I really think that's where I've landed. And so, you know, working at a chamber, being an admin assistant or a VP or president and CEO, you're still serving other people in some capacity. And so that's kind of where my heart's landed. You know, not really something we talked about, but outside of my day job, you know, I have three kids and they are involved in a million sports, and just serving the school through the PTO and the booster clubs. I mean, you really get out of life and get out of your community what you put into it.
Yep.
And so I've always lived on the philosophy of you leave it better than you found it, and one day it's going to be left to someone else, and hopefully it's made a difference along the way.
Gosh, Ashley, I couldn't agree more. You get out what you put in, right? If you don't put the effort in, your community won't benefit, and you probably won't benefit either.
Right.
And that's part of the basis of my show at Local Matters is talking to public servants and people that have a servant's heart, and that's why you're here, because I know that about you. I am curious about one thing. You grew up around horses.
I did.
Do you still have a hobby with horses, or did you?
No. Okay. So I married a city boy.
Okay.
So my dream, I guess if we're talking about dreams, one day would eventually be back to having land and having animals. Unfortunately, where we are in life, my husband, he's a lieutenant for the city of Crossville Fire Department. I have three kids. One's a sophomore in high school. I have a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old. So,
oh, wow. That's a little bit all over the spectrum.
They're 6 years apart. That was not all planned. But our sophomore is my stepson. Treat him like my own. Again, serving others no matter what your cause may be. But very involved in football. My husband also is assistant coach for Stone Memorial. I know she have a B shirt on.
I do have an Upperman B shirt on.
We will not let our friendship die over that.
No, we won't.
But really just serving the community is just very, very, very important. And so we'd love to be on a farm someday, but I think if we were right now, everybody'd starve to death.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You're taking care of what you got
right
now.
Absolutely.
You got your priorities.
Yep.
And so there's nothing wrong with that. I grew up with one horse and one mule, and no, I never showed it was a Tennessee walking horse. It was my daddy's.
Same thing we had.
Yeah, and he was a lineage from a championship walking horse, but he was a pet, you know? He was our pet. We'd feed him and pet him and never showed him and just had him around in the pasture, and so it was one of those things. So I was curious to see if...
Oh, yeah, we had 16, but no, wow. We don't have any more anymore.
16's work.
It's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. I think it's awesome. So what you got, what's your hobby now, just serving others and your kids? I mean,
well, my hobbies are my children. Yeah. They have, there's some memes, I think, that are out there on social media that says, my, you know, my hobbies are my kids because I'm their taxi and their ATM card and things like that.
Yeah.
My stepson plays basketball and football for Stone Memorial, so we're very involved with him. And Rayleigh's really developed her passion for cheering and participating in pageants. And the three-year-old just kind of goes wherever. You know, she was 2 weeks old riding around the Knoxville Convention Center, you know, with her brother playing in ball tournaments. Yeah. So, really, you know, outside of my work life, which I'm very passionate about, all 34 of my counties that I have, you know, making sure that their needs are met as best as we can. It's really making sure that you're spending that time with your family because, you know, you wake up one day and you realize they're driving a car and 3 years they're going to go away to college somewhere. Yeah. It makes your perspective change on where you spend a lot of your time.
Sure.
So outside of work, it's really doing that. We love to camp. We don't have a lot of time, but we love to camp anywhere in the mountains if we have time to get away. But really, my hobbies are spent, whatever they're doing is where I want to be, and that's my hobby. If it's cheering or football or playing chess or, you know, crocheting, it doesn't really matter to me. That's kind of where I want to be.
I think that's wonderful. And before we go to break, I will say that Stone Memorial High School is a great high school.
Yeah, I think so too.
And there's good administrators there, great coaches. I mean, your head football coach is used to be Upperman's offensive coordinator.
I know.
And he and I shared the sideline a little bit. Was I helped Coach Heron. I was not a good coach. I just kind of assisted on game night a little bit. But Derek's a great guy.
Yes,
and know
he
Derek is. Very well. So you got a great school there, great program. So I like Stone. I don't like him when we play on that Friday night. But other than that, I hope y'all do well. This has been Rogers. I have Miss Ashley DeRossett in with me in studio. She is from the Tennessee Economic Community Development Department of Tourism. We'll be back in a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. I have Miss Ashley DeRossett. She is the Middle Tennessee Division Manager for the Tennessee Economic Community Development Department of Tourism. Is that pretty much the flow of what I just said? Is that right?
Yeah, I mean,
did I miss a step there?
No, you didn't miss a step. I would just say maybe take a few words out. We're now just the Department of Tourist Development. So
Tourist Development,
yeah,
okay.
Economic and Community Development has their division, their department now in tourism.
So y'all are separate completely now?
We're very separate now.
Well, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
I think tourism is economic
development. It is, absolutely. It's the purest form of economic development in many of our communities.
And we're having a casual conversation here, but I wonder why they broke them up.
They've been way before my time, Ben, but, you know, I'm very young.
I'm going to have to know this at some point in time. You are young. You're a lot younger than I am. So I got to know this at some point in time, though, if you'll find out for me.
I will.
Or Commissioner Ezell might tell me.
I'm sure he'll tell you.
Great guy, by the way. And we mentioned our meeting, and I want to get into your career, but I will say we mentioned our meeting off the air and earlier. But you and I – actually, let me back up. And this is what I do because I get scattered. But you and I think first met at a Visitors Bureau council meeting, probably.
That would have been correct.
2 years ago, right after you started. When did you start?
At the end of the year, I've been here 5 years.
5 years.
So time
okay.
may have gotten away from us a little bit more.
Oh, it has, yeah. So you got here before COVID.
I was not to bring up terrible times in the community, but I was on the job just a couple months been before the pandemic and the tornadoes that ripped through the Upper Cumberland.
So you haven't been here long.
Hadn't been here long.
And actually, I think the first time you and I got to know each other was at the Tourism Conference, Governor's Conference for Tourism in Murfreesboro.
Yep.
Miss Molly Brown.
Yep, Miss Molly.
A great mutual friend of ours.
Yes, absolutely.
Introduced us. And I think that's the first time I was exposed to you and Commissioner Ezell.
Yep.
And what a great conference, by the way. I learned so much as a county commissioner that I went, and my former employer wanted to send me to because we didn't really have a lot of access at CTAS to tourism development. So it was great. I learned a lot, and it was a great presentation. But through that, I met you and kind of learned more about what you do. And so I'm curious. You were at the chamber in Crossville.
Yes.
You were VP.
I was.
What happened? I'm sure you got a phone call or somebody said, hey, you're awesome, Ashley, come work for the state.
Well, I don't know that it exactly happened like that, but thank you for the confidence.
You're welcome.
So I'd been at Crossville, 10 years. We had just had a CEO change. And like I said earlier, there are just times in your life when you feel like that it's time to move. Mm-hmm. And I kind of had that feeling. And just so happened at the time, the Middle Tennessee Division Manager position was open with the department. And so I thought, you know, you don't know if you never try.
Yeah.
And so I took a chance and applied. There was a lot of fabulous applicants. Our assistant commissioner of rural tourism and outreach, Melanie Beecham, she's also an Upper Cumberland girl,
yeah.
Had a lot of hard work making that decision, because it was just, there's a lot of great people in our industry. And so started on that path in October. And then went to work for them in December of 2019, officially. I think my start date was the 15th, and really just joining that department. I'd worked with that department for the past 10 years, sure. Being on the partner side of things, and knew what they were about. It's changed. The people have changed. The direction of what the focus has changed a little bit, as it does with any commissioner taking over a department in state government. But I really just couldn't imagine working with a better group of people that have a passion to serve others. And really, it's very missional work that's being done there. Really just to enhance the visitor experience. Obviously, that's our first and foremost goal, is we want the visitor experience to be incredible so that there'll be a return visitor. But we really, at the end of the day, want that visitation to return investment through revenue in the local communities, and really make that community a better place to live for the residents. So it really is about visitation, but at the end of the day, it really trickles down and it touches every single one of us.
So I think you just answered my next question, but it was going to be to you, why is tourism so important to communities like the ones we're in?
Wow.
And I think you answered for the most part about the revenue side, but
yeah. So, I mean, we only have, you know, they're going to kick us out of here at some point in time. They're not going to let us talk all day. But, you know, I guess just to take a little bit of time to say, if you just focus on the 14 counties that's in the Upper Cumberland, which I serve all 14 of mm-hmm. them, they're all very different. Mm-hmm. And that's what I say about all. It's really true about all 95, but when I really focus on the 34 counties that I work in and I serve, they're all very different. But the Upper Cumberland's very diverse. And their assets are very diverse. Mm-hmm. And so it's not a one size fits all. But I would really just say that, you know, visitation and visitors coming to your community, first and foremost, are bringing tax revenue, and they're leaving it, whether it's in form of sales tax or occupancy tax. I mean, it's sometimes controversial, but liquor by the drink tax, any type of tax they pay on a good or service, they're leaving that money in the community.
Right.
And so it helps offset. We all go through budgets. You're a county commissioner. You understand what it takes to make the ends meet at a county level. And I don't think all of residents always understand what's in those budgets and what y'all are responsible for. And so it's really ways to help you grow that pot, right? Like bring more revenue to the community. Because what happens is, if you don't have that visitor revenue that's coming in, if you don't have that money available and you're not continuing to grow that, you're going to have to come up with your money elsewhere. And so it comes back on your residents. And nobody wants to talk about property tax increases. Nobody wants to talk about an extra tax when people maybe are just getting by. And so visitors come and they generously leave their money behind, mm-hmm. right? And then they go home, or they go visit somewhere else, which we hope they do. But you're not educating their kids, even though education is very important. They're actually helping to educate your kids. And so infrastructure, it's really important for those things. And so we could go on and on and on. A lot of times visitation can help the quality of life in your community. Quality of life and tourism is going to help your industry base, because they're going to ask you what's there to do. And if you say there's nothing to do, they could seek other places, depending on, you know, what kind of company that you're looking at. But really, it all ties back into the day, because you're promoting your community and you're doing development in your community for the visitor, but it also affects the residents financially as well. And then you also are affecting other things in your community. So it's really, it's kind of like the circle of life. We're all in the circle, and it's really feeding all the ecosystems. And so I could spend all day telling you all the things, but it's really, really, really important that it's a focus in every community.
I think that's a great summary of it. I mean, and we're going to talk next segment about Putnam County and Upper Cumberland, how they are basically thriving, yeah, right, with tourism.
Yep.
And I think I'll save that question before the next segment we start because I don't run out of time. But I wanted to bring you in because you are an expert in this matter. And I don't know, other than, you know, having Shan on and some folks and Molly on, we really don't talk about tourism on this show. And it's so important because of what you just said. It's part of your tax base of people. It's a transient, a lot of it's a transient tax, right?
Yes,
the hotel motel tax is a transient tax, which means people, like you said, they're coming here, they're leaving their money here, and then they're going somewhere else. And they don't have to go home. And people come sometimes visit and stay. You know, they come and move here. But I think you summed it up wonderfully well by saying it's part of our tax base. It helps us thrive with services in our communities. Instead of always going to property tax, we can rely on some other revenue sources. And I think that's part of tourism. So anyway, I'm thankful I do have one more segment with you. I have Miss Ashley DeRossett, the Middle Tennessee Division Manager for Tennessee's Tourism Development Department. Tourism Development. Just that's it, right?
Yep.
That's it. We'll be back in a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. I have Miss Ashley DeRossett, Middle Tennessee Division Manager for Department. I'm doing it again. Tourism Development with the State of Tennessee. No,
yes.
Department. It's a separate thing now. So anyway, great information on tourism, why tourism is important to our communities. And I now want to get into the bulk of what your career is, what you do on a daily basis. And you said 34 counties you serve?
34 counties.
That's a third.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated with a counting degree, Ashley. You believe that?
I know.
That's a third of the counties in Tennessee, pretty much. So what do you do on a daily basis with these communities?
So I've been very blessed to serve as the division manager for Middle Tennessee. There's a division manager in all three grand divisions. So there's three of my position. Me, Brent, and Marty work across the state. So we spend a lot of time on the road. I know you know that because we've talked, mm-hmm, about it. We spend a lot of time just learning from communities and what their struggles are and what their challenges are and connecting them maybe with grant resources, whether it be from our team or other organizations that may be able to help them through what their grant needs are. Really to cheer them on when they've had success. There's been a lot of success in the Upper Cumberland region lately. And so just really being there for them when they're needed. We try to meet with them at least four times a year. We talk to them a lot. We have a ton of free resources through our team, through PR and comms and marketing and sales. And so we just really outreach. I'm in the outreach division, and that's exactly what we do, is exactly what the title of our division is rural tourism and outreach. So we're working with rural communities, giving them resources so that they may not be at risk or distressed anymore, grant opportunities, and just really working through them through their everyday issues. I mean, we all know things come up every single day. It might not be in your budget or might not be in your plan of work. But that's really what we're doing.
Again, that's a great definition of what your job is, because I've seen you in action. I've seen your team in action. And we talked a little bit about the meeting with Commissioner Ezell, yourself. You brought somebody in for the Department of Revenue, Josh Gibson.
He works for us. We brought him aboard. Yeah, he's our new research director.
Was he at Revenue?
He was at State Parks.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Well, he worked for marketing for State Parks.
He does, and he's like the numbers guy, right?
He is all numbers, all data. He's driven by it. He loves it. He worked in marketing with State Parks for a while, decided to leave state government and pursue the private sector. And when we were blessed, when I was a partner and when I was at the chamber 9 years, we didn't have a research team. And so now we do, and he's leading that, and he does a phenomenal job. We really are so much better with him.
Well, when we met with you all, the numbers you brought to us were, I mean, to me, they're mind-blowing. They were just, it was a revelation almost. Our eyes opened to see the numbers coming through this community, especially Putnam County. And I guess, why in the world, Ashley, are communities like Putnam County and Upper Cumberland thriving in tourism now? What happened? What changed for people to start picking Tennessee. I don't want you to speak for the whole state, but you probably can. Tennessee, especially this community that are coming, why are people coming here?
Well, let's just start on this at the statewide level, right? So I believe that, you know, I'll say this. If Commissioner was here, he would say it. Tennessee's now in the top 15 out of all 50 states. We're sitting at number 11.
Wow.
As far as tourism spending is. We've passed a little state that a lot of people go to that has a lot of resorts and beaches, Hawaii. We've went past them. We went past Michigan. Most of, I'm sure your listeners have probably saw Pure Michigan on their TV. Mm-hmm. But really just the state and what it's known for, right? We're the only, I think in the top 15, I don't have it in front of me, but I think in the top 15, our state's the only state that doesn't have a beach and or casino. So that sets us apart too, because we've entered into that top 15 powerful states.
Sure.
They got a lot of natural assets and some that's been given to them. But it's really, I think, the natural beauty of this state and places that have just done a really great job of marketing. We lead with, you know, our marketing team does a phenomenal job leading with some of the greatest resources and assets that we have. So I think this state's done a good job of looking at that international market as well. We'd still probably continue like to grow that. International visitors stay longer. We're in more markets, Ben. We're talking to more people than we ever have been. Where our message looks a little bit different. We have a brand new brand that we've rolled out. Tennessee Sounds Perfect. A lot of people, if you don't think about that very long, it's anything about the sounds, whether it's laughter at Dollywood or if it's, you know, a frog, you know, making its noise on the water. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, anything in Tennessee just sounds perfect. And so that's our new brand. We're really excited about that. We've got some incredible events that we've brought to the area. And so I think the state's doing really well. You come down and you look at regionally, 9 regions across the state, talking really about the Upper Cumberland. It's really everybody working together. There's not really one community out of the 14 that has enough to keep a visitor all week. But if you put all the 14 counties together, you've got way more than enough to keep a visitor.
I've never thought
of that. The natural beauty of this area, the lakes, boating, kayaking, hiking, biking. We just launched a new initiative called Bike Tennessee. Incredibly successful. There's routes in the Upper Cumberland that people can take advantage of. If you just look at all the natural outdoor resources, and then you have the arts and culture of the area, theater in this region that's just really incredible. You also look at the culinary experience. I mean, who doesn't like to eat? I mean, I don't think there's any of us here that doesn't like to have a good meal. And the culinary that you experience across this region is really just second to none. It's really picked up a lot of growth. But really, I think that a lot of things that happened to us after COVID as an industry was people can work from anywhere. And there's a lot of people that's realized that they can work from anywhere and they can pick up and have hobbies. And sometimes that hobby is just opening a business, whether it be an outfitter at Meadow Creek in Monterey, or whether it be, you know, a new, you know, shrimp and oyster location, right? So I think it's just kind of trickled down, and I think people realize that what the economy looks like in this state. And so I think it's really driven a lot of that growth. But there's a lot of great people doing a lot of great work in this region, working together. There's a regional tourism group, the Upper Cumberland Tourism Group, that Billy Davis leads. Many know her probably from Canoe the Caney. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's doing a great job pulling together all the resources. So many great wineries and breweries and just things like that. So I really wouldn't say outside of a Dollywood, and I've always said that that not every community or region is the right fit for a Dollywood, but out of something just major, I mean, this region's really growing, not to mention what you're going to have when you combine Flat Rock that's coming into Crossville. It's going to be a major regional impact, and I say that very honestly. I mean, that's a 14-county 20 county region impact.
Yeah, it's what I was going to say is continue to grow, right? There's no slowing up or coming down. And so Putnam County, speaking of, and this just happened the other night at the commission meeting. Well, the previous Thursday before the commission meeting, the Chamber of Commerce, Putnam County, Coolville Chamber of Commerce voted to move the Visitors Bureau from the Chamber's umbrella to the county's umbrella. And so that was voted on and included in the budget at the commission meeting in July. And so the county now is housing the Visitors Bureau. And I guess my question for you, Ashley, is how common is it for a city or county to house the Visitors Bureau?
You know, Ben, we really see all different types of organizational structures across the state. It's really up to the county mayor's discretion of every community, mm-hmm. what he sees fit. We can always make, and I want to be real, very, very clear about this, and I think you know this, but, you know, we can only make a recommendation.
Right.
We know that at the end of the day, we're going to go back home to our local communities where we live, and we're going to continue to do the work of state government and what that role is in local communities. And we know there's a lane for us to stay in. But really, at the end of the day, when we make recommendations, it's really about what we think is best for that community. And so I know the county has a lot of assets coming online
sure.
very, very soon. Mm-hmm. Y'all have done great. I know in our meeting with the Chamber and Visit Cookeville and the county and our team, we really understood that y'all have been investing a lot in the infrastructure. And we don't take that for granted. Understand infrastructure is so very important. But what we say that has to go along with the infrastructure, if you're growing your infrastructure and there's more asset base, then you've also got to grow your marketing, because you can't just say, you know, I don't know when this phrase originated, but the old "we'll build it and they'll come."
Yeah.
I mean, just it's really not tradition anymore, right? Because there's so much competition out there.
Yeah.
And so really growing the infrastructure, but figuring out the right mix to grow your marketing and your promotions base as well is very important. And so county's got a lot coming on. City has got a lot in sports,
sure.
Tourism as well. A lot of hotels coming online. County's got a lot of Airbnbs. I know y'all got some hopes, dreams, and wishes, but really, it's just it's really growing and working for what's best for your community. And we see all forms. Tourism lives sometimes in their own organization. They're a Visit Corp, and we see that. We see them in chambers. We see them housed in cities. We see them housed in counties. And so it's really what is best for that community. And we are always very supportive of whatever road that community takes. And I think you all are set up for success in the future.
Well, thank you for that, because I feel the same way. I think the move is beneficial for both entities, the chamber and the county. And now the county has agreed to put more hotel motel tax and invest.
Yeah, that's really incredible, Ben. There's really not enough to be said about that. Moving to a percentage just allows for more growth. And you've got a conference center. I mean, I'm not going to call it a community center. It's a conference center. It's coming online. And you know, there's more conference centers out there.
Yeah.
And so what, you know, we see is we want to get – y'all got to get the push and you got to move to fill it, right? Because it's just a building,
right.
Non-revenue generating until there's people in it.
Yeah. Well, I think that's right. And Ashley, thank you so much for being here.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
Great
appreciate
information.
It. We could have probably talked all day.
Oh,
but
we could do two
they're
going to
run
shows.
Us out of here probably at some point.
I've had Miss Ashley DeRoss at Middle Tennessee Division Manager for Tourism Development with Tennessee. Thank you for being here. As always, hope you have a great weekend. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. We'll see you next week.